with thanksgiving. Just thinking now about how important it is to thank the Lord for everything and how important that is when we pray and even as we talk to one another, as we live our lives out day by day, to talk to one another about the thanksgivings that God has done for us and praise Him. And it seemed like, I don't know just how the Lord's going to lead me tonight, but you pray for me because I felt real inspired. May tell some testimonies, like personal testimonies too, along with the message. But the Lord just seemed to inspire me, and also with that song, it is no secret what God can do. What He's done for others, He'll do for you. You know, the Lord can do mighty things for us, and He has done mighty things for us. And we want to be reminded of that tonight, of all the things that the Lord. First of all, I want to testify about how in November 12th, soon to be, 1971, I gave my heart to the Lord. I was 18 years old, and the Lord is saved. I believe that's be 44 years, wouldn't it? I'm figuring it right. And the Lord saved me that night. It was a marvelous thing. The Lord saved me just like He saved you. It was an instant salvation. The blood of Jesus came into my soul, and I was different. I can't explain it, but I know it worked. God came out, came in me, and sin went out of my life. And I have never had any more of it. The Lord's delivered me all these years. I thank the Lord. It's His blood. It's His grace. And what He's done for others, He'll do for you. We thank the Lord tonight for salvation. There's a little song that I got at the sisters' retreat from. They sang there at the sisters' retreat, and she, Sister Mary, mailed it to me. I told her I wanted it, and it says, I can't sing it, but I'm going to read some of the words because I don't remember exactly the tune, but it says, love found a way to redeem my soul. Love found a way that could make me whole. Love sent my Lord to the cross of shame. Love found a way, oh, praise His name. Wonderful love that rescued me, sunk deep in sin, guilty and foul as I could be, no hope within. When every ray of light had fled, oh, glorious day, raising my soul from out the dead, love found a way. Love brought my Savior here to die on Calvary. For such a sinful wretch as I, how can it be? Love bridged the gulf twixt me and heaven, taught me to pray, I am redeemed, set free, forgiven. Love found a way. Love opened wide the gates of light to heaven domain, where in eternal power and might Jesus shall reign. Love lifted me from depths of woe to endless day. There was no help in earth below, but love found a way. We're just so thankful tonight. We just want to be so thankful that Jesus saved our soul. And it never gets old. It never gets old. It's so real. It's so true. It's such a blessing inside of us that we just can't praise the Lord enough. We just can't. And we just want to encourage you tonight to praise God for salvation and thank Him daily. And thank Him in your heart and thank Him out loud and thank Him wherever you can, because it's a wonderful, wonderful blessing. We want to read Philippians 4 and 6 to start with. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. We just really believe that there's a secret about thanksgiving, with thanksgiving. We believe that this is very, very important tonight. We just feel like that we just need to thank the Lord more for what He's done for us. And we need to thank Him for everything He does for us. And we're so thankful that we do that, but we want to inspire us tonight to do it more. When we go to Him in prayer, to thank Him for all His blessings, this should be, we believe that the Word operates with the Spirit. And when the Word tells us something to do, if we do it just like the Word says, it works perfect. And so if we go to Him with request, and we go with thanksgiving, the Lord will answer those requests. And He works with that way. And sometimes the Lord will work in different ways with us, but we always know that the Lord is working and He's answering prayer and He's doing mighty things for us. And so we are very, very thankful. I thought about, this is a very wonderful scripture in St. John 3:16, but tonight it says that for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. You know, I just thank the Lord for that scripture. I know that's a scripture we all probably know by heart. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. But you know, that's a wonderful, wonderful scripture. That He saved us. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We just want to go back in your memory tonight. We want you to go back in your memory about your life, how the Lord has worked with you. As we preach here tonight, we pray that the Lord will talk to you about how were you redeemed, how the Lord saved your soul. What a wonderful day that was, wasn't it? That the Lord saved us, and we're just so thankful for the saints because we are redeemed people. We are people that have been saved from sin and that we live sinless lives. You know, that's just not something that just happens, but it happens through the blood of Jesus. He is the power that gives us to be able to conquer the enemy and to be saved and stay saved. It's the Lord. And it all the Lord wants us to do, especially to do, is be thankful for that. Be very, very thankful. And I, you know, something the Lord's done for me recently, and it's more of a temporal thing, but still I tell the Lord every day, Lord, I'm so thankful. But I'm so thankful because it was something so big I couldn't do, but You did it. You know, and this is something so big that we could not do. We could not get out of the chains of the devil without God. But it was too big for us. But Jesus came and shed His blood on Calvary that we could be redeemed from sin. That's just a wonderful thing. And you know, it seemed like when I was visiting down home in Virginia, the Lord woke me up one morning, the day before I was leaving, because the morning that Tammy and I left, we had to leave about, we got up around 5 o'clock in the morning or something like that. We had to get to the airport. But the day before that, the Lord woke me up early and began to talk to me. And this is what He was talking to me about. He said, you know, you understand many things. And you understand a lot about the truth. You've been taught by godly ministers. And I've been taught, all these years I've been with the saints, I've been taught many things. I've been taught many truths out of the Word of God. I've been taught by different ministers and different camp meetings and all that. And I understand, and the Lord has revealed things to me. He revealed things to me before I even got to the camp meetings when I was in Michigan. He started teaching me the truth and teaching me what the scripture meant. And I said, but the Lord spoke to me. He said, all your understanding, with all that you understand, there's still some things you don't know. But He said, you know what? There's one thing that's so important. And He said, that is that the blood of Jesus has saved your soul. And so don't rely so much on your wisdom, but on your understanding. But I want you to lean on the blood of Jesus, that He saved you from sin. And He said, that's just with people that you're trying to deal with. They don't understand. They think this, they think that. And other people, sometimes they have one, there's different doctrines and there's different beliefs and all this. But tonight we pray that you'll just remember this one important thing, like God talked to me. He said, the most important thing that you should dwell on is that, did Jesus save your soul? Did the blood of Jesus really redeem you from sin? Are you really saved? Because, you know, a lot of people can try to put up doctrines and argue things about the Bible, and they're not even really saved. And so, you know, that's not going to help us. But all our understanding, and just like the saints, we understand a lot. But, you know, we still don't know everything. We sure don't. And we need, and God talked to me, and I just wept. I just cried. I just laid there and cried because I knew it was a visit from the Lord. And you know, I told some others that I was there before I left to what the Lord told me. And they listened to me too. And I said, the most important thing is it's not so much what I believe or what you believe. You just know that Jesus has shed the blood of Jesus has shed his blood for your salvation. Make sure that you're saved. That's the most important. You know, and we would like to everybody to agree on everything perfectly, but God knows how to bring people into unity. And we have to leave that with the Lord. But you know one thing we do know tonight? We are so thankful that the Lord shed his blood for us, that we could be redeemed from sin. And we're so thankful tonight that Jesus has saved our soul. And not only that, but he gave us the sweet Holy Spirit on after that, a second cleansing. And he gave us his Holy Spirit that's kept us by the power of God. And the song that we sing, we're kept by the power of God. Oh, I tell you, it's wonderful that the Lord has kept us all these years. Aren't you thankful? I want you to think about your own life. Not so much only mine, but I want you to think about your life. How the Lord has blessed you. How the Lord has saved you and kept you encouraged and worked out things. And I just want you to be overflowed tonight with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. Oh, Lord, you've been so good to me. You've just gave us a wonderful life. You know, Sister Connie's given us, even though we've had our heartaches and troubles, but still, the salvation is so wonderful. It's just something to hold on to when everything else can go wrong. When we have that salvation and we have that friend, like was mentioned, I believe Brother Philip mentioned about what a friend, a close friend. You know, Jesus, he's our dearest friend. He's so close to us. He understands us. And even if we make a mistake or anything, he knows how to work with us. He knows how to talk to us. And you know, that visitation that the Lord came to me that morning, I was so thankful that the Lord would visit me that way. Because sometimes we don't understand how to work with people. We get frustrated. We just don't know what to do. But the Lord said, just don't worry so much. Just worry. Don't think about that. Think about the blood of Jesus. Get that over to people. The blood of Jesus. You've got to be redeemed by the blood. That's very simple. You go pray and ask God to save you from your sins. Make sure. You know that it says, be very sure that your anchor holds and grips a solid rock. You know, that's the most important thing. Know for sure your own self that you are saved, that you have had an appointment, you know, that you were saved. You know the date you were saved. If you don't know the date, you know pretty well the time it was. Now, some people, so much reason I know the date so much is because I got married 3 days later. So it's easy for me to remember the date. That was the 12th because I got married on the 15th. And Jerry got saved on the 10th. I got saved on Friday, which was the 12th. He got saved on Wednesday. I got saved on Friday. We got married Monday, so I don't forget it. But you know what? If you still need to know sometime that you got saved, and you don't know the date, you know the time that the Lord really redeemed you from sin, and you know positively. This is what we want to, and thank the Lord for that. Thank him for that. Because it's the most wonderful thing. And we just thank the Lord tonight for that. Oh, the Lord, he wants to help us. He wants to draw us closer to him. For God so loved the world. We want to go over to Romans a little bit here. You know, Jesus, he was saved. He saved us from sin. And I'm thankful that his blood was not in vain. Romans 3 and 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now what that means is all have sinned when you were a sinner. It don't mean that you're still sinning, but one time you were a sinner and you had to be redeemed. But being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. You know, I just thank the Lord. And I thank the Lord for this so much. And it says here in Romans 6, 1 through 7, I want to get this. It says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer there. And you know, that's very plain, isn't it? God forbid. God forbid that we live in sin anymore. We got to quit the sinning. When we get saved, we quit sinning. It's as simple as that. You don't sin when you're saved. You stop sinning. God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Oh, the Lord, He's able to help us. And said in the 12th verse here, I'm going to read just down a little bit. It says, in the 7th verse, for he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death have no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. You know, we need to yield to God, and we need to do it with thanksgiving. We need to tell the Lord, Lord, we want to be holy. We want to be pure. We don't want to make mistakes, and we want to be sweet, and we want to be kind to one another, and we want to have the Spirit of Christ. And Lord, help us to be what you want us to be, because you know what? You shed your blood for us that we could be like that. And we know that we can be like that. And we thank you, Lord, that we can be like that, because you promised we could be that way. Praise God. It says here, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. You know, because we're under the grace dispensation does not mean that we can sin, because Jesus paid it all. Jesus paid it all for us to live free from sin. And yes, the grace comes into our lives, and we're so thankful for it. We're so thankful that we don't have to kill animals and go through all that. But still, that doesn't mean that we can just live any way we want. Jesus shed his blood for us to live free from sin. That's one thing we need to understand. You know, we need to understand. We might understand a lot, but we need to know that for sure. And we need to know that we're saved. And we need to know, we need to preach that we need to know that we are saved. There's no doubt about it, that we are saved. Because that's the only way we're going to get to heaven. There's no other name that we can go to heaven. You know, I just thank the Lord. I want to go over to Hebrews here a little bit here in the scriptures. Oh, I'm so thankful tonight for salvation. Oh, I just tell the Lord all the time. Oh, Lord, if it wasn't for you, I don't know where I would have been if you hadn't saved me. And you know, life is wonderful, but life isn't always easy. But I tell you what, with Jesus it is. With Jesus, he helps you through everything. He's so wonderful. He's so good. And we don't even have to fear tomorrow. We can trust the Lord. We can have faith in God that he'll be with us all the way. It's wonderful to be saved. It's wonderful to have Jesus. We're so thankful for that tonight. And we just want you to be thankful. We know you are, but let's just all, in our personal devotions and all, thank the Lord for what he's done for us. And tell it. Tell what God has done for us. God has done many mighty things. And, you know, I've told, and some of you might not have heard, but it seemed like as the Lord leads me tonight, I just want to tell some testimonies. But when I was a little girl, and that was a mighty thing before I got found the saints, but I was praying. I was probably maybe 11 years old. But I had 12 warts on my hands, like five great big ugly seed warts, you know, like five on one hand and seven on the other. That's not a very pretty thing to have for a little girl, but I had them, and I didn't like them, and they made fun of me at school. But what I'm telling all this is my parents was going to take me to the doctor, and have them burned off. And I prayed to God. And I told God, I said, Lord, I don't want to go to the doctor. Now, I hadn't met the saints, and I didn't know any of that, but teaching about not going to the doctor. But I didn't want to go because I was scared of the doctor. And they told me they were going to burn them off my hands. And so when I went to my room, I thought about, how is he going to do that? He'll have a torch with fire or something burning on my hands. And I said, Lord, I know you could just disappear those words. Then I won't have to go to the doctor. And I was praying to the Lord, and I promised I would be good. I said, I'll be good. I'll really try to be a good girl and everything. And that night I went to sleep, and the Lord caused those to disappear. Isn't that wonderful? I got up the next morning, I went to wash my face, and my hands were just clear like baby skin, and it was all gone. 12, they're just gone, disappeared. And I went in there, and I pulled back the covers to see them. And I said, where are those? And the Lord said, well, you prayed they would disappear. Now, that's a childlike faith. By the time this testimony, there was a dark spot coming on my head right here, like a real down dark spot. And it was kind of, it didn't look really bad, but then one day it started looking kind of funny. And so I laid my hands and I anointed myself. I laid my hands. And the Lord has disappeared that. It's almost, you can't even see it. It started fading away after I started praying. So every day I thanked the Lord for how he healed me and disappeared those words. I said, Lord, you can fade this away. You can disappear it just like those words. And I started praying, and I wanted to share that with you. And the Lord has disappeared it. You know, God can do anything. I was thinking about during one of our camp meetings, our granddaughter Haley, every time she ate anything with tomatoes in it, tomato sauce, tomato paste, anything, pizza, spaghetti, anything like that, she would break out in a rash, a pretty bad rash, so bad that she didn't want to eat it. So during one of our camp meetings, it was either assembly meeting or May, she was sitting there and they were going there to eat. And I said, honey, why don't you go eat with them? And she said, I can't eat because all they have is spaghetti or pizza or something like that with red sauce. And I'm afraid I'll break out. It's not worth it. I don't want to go eat. But she was hungry. And I said, well, honey, I felt sorry for her. And I said, come to the altar and we'll have the ministers pray for you. I just want to testify this. This had been happening for quite a while. They prayed for her that the Lord would help her to be able to eat and not break out. She went in there and ate, and she never broke out and has not broke out since. And this is Thanksgiving tonight. I'm just saying Thanksgiving. We need to thank the Lord for these things. I want to remind how the Lord has done, and I know Brother Phillips mentioned about his sleep, how the Lord healed him here, and the Lord healed Haley here. And I know the Lord's healed other people. And so we want to encourage the saints with thanksgiving that God has done things for us. And he's still doing things for us. He is still healing us and he's still answering our prayers. There's mighty things he's doing for us. And it's just wonderful. And Hebrews here in 13 and 15, it says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise. Do you know they sacrifice those animals, but do you know to praise God is a sacrifice of praise? It's something sweet. It's like Noah, when Noah landed on that mountain, Ararat, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it just right, but he landed there, he got an offering, and the offering and the sweet smell of that offering went up to God, and God just smelled that, and he thought, oh, I will never destroy the world again by a flood. And I'm going to set my rainbow in the cloud. And when you look upon that rainbow, that's going to be my promise. And I'll never do it again because he smelled that sweet sacrifice of that offering. Well, I'm telling you tonight, dear saints, that with thanksgiving is a sacrifice of praise. The sacrifice of praise is not a bloody animal. It's not the smoke coming up for that. But when we take our lips and praise God, it's a sacrifice of praise. Whether it's in our secret closet, whether it's at church service, wherever it might be, or with a friend somewhere talking about God. You know, I remember years ago, Jerry's grandmother, we'd go to her house, and she taught us. She was like my personal pastor. But she would teach me the truth, and she would read old books. And she would tell us the stories, and sometimes we would stay at Grandma's house till maybe 1 o'clock in the morning talking to her about God. It said they spoke one to another and told things about God, and they gave thanksgivings. This is a sacrifice to God. It's a blessing. And I remember Grandma told me one time, I don't know if some of you remember Eva Wilkins, but she fell down the stairs and broke her arm. And let's see, was that the time she broke her arm? Oh, I want to get this just right. It was either that or she was in a car accident and broke the arm. But anyway, she broke her arm really bad. And it might have been a car accident. But anyway, she went to the doctor to get it set. And she was only going to get it set and have it wrapped up, because she did not want them to operate on it or do anything. Just set the bone. And there's nothing wrong with that, to get the bone set. But when the doctor looked at it, he said, "I can't set your arm. It's too bad." He said, "I'd have to operate on it and put a plate in there." And she says, "Oh, no." She says, "I can't go that route." She said, "Wrap my arm up," and she went home. She suffered with pain, and her arm hurt her so bad. And I don't know how long, it was like day or today. And she was just, "No, Lord, I don't want to do that. I don't want them to operate on my arm." But she says, "You can heal me. You can heal my arm." And one night she had a dream. And she had a dream that she was taking her arm and moving it all around like this and swinging it. And she had this dream, and she woke up and she told her daughter, which is Jerry's mom. And when she started telling her about it, it was like right after that, the Lord just healed her arm. I mean, without any aid of man at all. And she would go to the camp meetings, and some of you might have seen her, some of the older ones might have seen her, I don't know, but she would testify and move her arm all around like that dream. And she said God just healed her arm after that instantly. And she was just healed by God. And so, you know, all these things she would tell us way late in the night. This was a sacrifice of thanksgiving. It's so important to God. And, you know, it just seemed like the Lord spoke to me like, we just really don't realize, but we need to do it more and more and tell God how thankful we really are with our words. You know, I was thinking about even in a marriage or even with sisters and brothers in the church or anything, that sometimes we think good things of each other, but we don't tell it. We don't say it. You know, I mean, have you heard people say like, "Well, I really think, I really have confidence in them. I really appreciate them," but they never say it. They never say it. They just think it, but they don't say it. And that's the way it is. You know, the Lord wants us to verbally say it to Him and say it to others. We are thankful, God. We are so thankful for what you've done for us. Praise God. Praise Him. By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Don't we want the Lord to be well pleased with us? We want the Lord to be well pleased with us, then we need to incorporate this thanksgiving in our life more and more, being so thankful and telling others, you know, we would like to hear what God has done for you. It is no secret what God has done for you. What He's done for others, He'll do for you. So we're just so thankful for that. So we want to use our lips to praise God. And let's see, 12 and 8 of Hebrews. It says here, let's see, I'm not got that right. Hebrews 12 and 28, I'm sorry. Hebrews 12 and 28. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. The Lord wants us to serve Him acceptably with reverence and godly fear. I was thinking about this song. You know, there's people in this world today that just don't have enough reverence and fear of God. And this reverence to God is something that we need to have in our lives, and I believe we do have in our lives. We need to work on having more of it. Piety, we need to have reverence toward God. He is the God of, He is the great I am. He is to be honored. He is to be reverenced. He is to be respected. And with the fruit of our lips, and we need to praise Him with our heart. You know, God can see all. He can see everything. He can see our very thoughts. He can hear them. He can hear our hearts whisper. Oh, that's what's so wonderful about God. Even how He visited me there in West Virginia, He knew, even though maybe I wasn't verbally saying it, He knew what was in my heart. He knew my frustrations. He knew how I wanted to help. And the Lord visited me about not dwelling so much on understanding this and understanding that, but make sure that the blood of Jesus has cleansed you from sin. And that's why I talked to Him about it. They were very quiet. But you know, that's the truth, isn't it? You know, that's very the truth. But it says, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. It's 184. Early in the morning, our song shall rise to Thee. Have you ever just woke up in the morning and, you know, the birds, how they sing so beautiful outside. You know, the Lord wants us sometimes just to sing at home. Sing a song to the Lord. You know, pray to Him, sing to Him, and tell Him, and just go around while you're doing the dishes, you know. I was thinking about right now, I'm in the process of moving. But you know, the Lord, you know, no matter how busy you are, the Lord still wants that praise. He still wants that time with Him, you know. He still wants you to, and you know, the Lord, sometimes when our extremity, when we're so overwhelmed and so busy, and like Brother Marty was saying, when you feel like, you know, I'd like to just call somebody else to do this job because I'm just too busy, I'm just too overwhelmed with work. And that's right when the Lord wants to come in and show His power and show His grace and show His strength and give you everything you need. You know, the Lord is a mighty God, isn't He? And He's to be reverenced. And this is one song that I just love. It says, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to Thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. All the saints adore Thee. Have you ever adored someone? You know, you might say, you adore your husband, you adore your wife, or you adore, you know, young people maybe adoring someone before they get married, adore their girlfriend or their boyfriend. But you know what? There's someone we should adore above everything. Every person is God. I adore You, Lord. I adore You. That's a sweet word, isn't it? But we know a little bit what that means. But adore God. All the saints adore Thee. We adore Thee. Casting down their golden crowns around the glassy sea. Cherubim and seraphim falling down before Thee, which word and art and evermore shall be. What's it going to be like when we go to heaven and actually see Jesus and God and see all these angels, innumerable company of angels, and when we see heaven open up to our view, and our songs that we sing, our face shall be lost in sight. What's it going to be as we bow down before the great I Am and think, oh Lord, holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, if it wasn't for Your blood, I wouldn't be here. What a day that will be, wouldn't it? Oh, it says, holy, 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 though the darkness hide Thee, though the eye of sinful man Thy glory may not see. Isn't it sad tonight how people that are in sin cannot see what the saints are seeing? They can't see this. They can't understand this. And, you know, but we can see it. Oh, praise God. This is they cannot see this glory. They may not see or understand it, but only Thou art holy. There is none beside Thee, perfect in power, in love and purity. God is perfect in power, in love, in purity. Everything that's of the devil is sinful, awful, bad, horrible, miserable, makes your life miserable. hate, murder, terrible wickedness, all these things the saints don't like. They want to get away from it because it's of the devil. It's not the spirit. You know, we had a bad night the other night, didn't we? Was that last night? Huh. Bad night. Horrible night. Don't care for that night. You know what? Only part I care about is I'm alive and in God. But I mean, as far as that wickedness of that night, what they're celebrating, I don't believe in that. And no, I don't. We don't believe in that. But you know what? God is holy. He's righteousness. He's godliness. He's purity. He's love. He's unity. He's wonderful. He's the great I am. He's mighty. He's marvelous. How can we think of any more words? He's adorable. He's loving. He's the great I am. He's just everything to us. You know, it says he's powerful. And then it says, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. All thy works shall praise thy name. Do you know, do you remember when Jesus, when they took him on the cold, or it was cold, and they took him through and they put their branches down and they praised him? But he said, you know, if you didn't praise me, the rocks would cry out. What does that mean? It means the flowers cry out. The rocks cry out. The mountains cry out. The waters cry out. The moon cries out. The sun cries out. The trees cry out that there is a God. That's what it means. The rocks, the very evidence of all these things that you see proves that there is a God. And it praises me. Yes. The sunflower praises God. The pansies praise God. The mums that we like right now. All these beautiful things praise God. And we, his creation, that he made us to praise him, he wants to hear it. He wants to hear it from us. Praise God. Oh, I thank the Lord. I had a little problem with my glasses. I can fix them, but they kind of fell apart. So you might have to help me read a little bit. But 1 Peter 2:9, I'm almost done. Oh, I just thank the Lord tonight. The Lord has inspired me with this, with thanksgiving. 1 Peter 2:9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. We should show praises to God and be thankful to the Lord. You know, if you're so thankful, the devil can't get in there. The devil just can't get in there. When you're so thankful, the devil can't get in there. Because when he tries to discourage you or try to overpower you in any way, he just can't get past that thanksgiving. When you start praising God and thanking God, I found it works every time. I remember one time, I want to tell about this. I don't know for sure. I never went to the doctor, but I believe I had kidney stones. I was in terrible, horrible pain for a month. But during the night, so Jerry could sleep, I didn't want to wake him up. We had a basement that he had finished off. And I would go down there and I'd play some hymns. There were saints on a record back then. We had records, and it was probably back in the middle 70s. Anyway, I had these records by some of the saints out in Florida, I think, or California, that had made some records and gave them to me. But they were saints singing. And so I was listening to these songs all night, just about all night. And I was in terrible pain, and I would walk the floors crying and praying. And I would just tell the Lord, Lord, if there's something, if there's anything in my life, you know, show me, because I want you to hear my prayers and help me and heal me. And I just couldn't think of anything. And I was praying to the Lord and asking the Lord, and I just, all of a sudden one night I was doing that, and the Lord just came down. And I started crying, and he came down. I can't explain it, but he just blessed my soul. And I was still having pain. It didn't go away, but I said, well, praise God. I said, I know you're with me, so if you want me to suffer a little longer, I said, praise God, I know you're with me, Lord. I know you're going to help me. It wasn't very long after that the Lord healed me and took all the pain away and delivered me out of that. But, oh, that was terrible. But, you know, the Lord, I started praising him. That's what I wanted to get at. I started praising God in the furnace. I started thanking the Lord. And I remember another time I done that when I had a terrible, it was before one of the children was born, I had this terrible, excruciating headache. And I counted the hours. It was approximately 36 hours. And I walked the floor. And then I had this book, because I would study these health books. And it said, if you have this sign and you're, you know, before a child's born, it's very dangerous, you know, and you need to get to a doctor and all this. But I didn't want to do that. So I was calling, Brother Hargrave and them was alive then. And I called there in Florida for prayer, Brother and Sister Hargrave. And they was praying for me on the telephone. And then I told Grandma we're sitting in the living room. If you can imagine this, or I was walking the floor, but my head was hurting so bad. I tried a hot water bottle, and I tried cold rags, and I tried everything, and it still wouldn't leave. And so Grandma said, "So I'm still talking about praises and Thanksgiving." She was sitting there, and Jerry was sitting there, and we were singing Evening Light songs. And we didn't have a pastor, you know. This was our little church. And so she said, "Marsha, I just want you to praise God." And I said, "Just praise God for your healing." And I said, right when my head is still hurting terrible. And I listened to Grandma, everything, you know, pretty well she told me. So she said, "Yes, I want you to praise God for your healing, even though you're hurting." And so I started doing that. Now, I'm not going to say God will work that way all the time, but it did work that time. And So I said, "Lord, I thank you for healing my headache. And I praise you for healing my headache." And I didn't feel like doing it, but I just kept doing it. I said, "I thank you, Lord, for your healing power. And I believe you're going to take this headache away and heal me." And all of a sudden, I felt the presence of angels or some spirit, sweet spirit, you know. Spirit come over me, and it left. And so Grandma's still sitting there, and I'm going, "Praise God. Praise your God for healing me." And she goes, "Is it really gone? Is it really gone?" And I said, "Yes, it's really gone now." She was so, it was kind of amusing, but it was true. And you know what? It never came back. So I just want to encourage you tonight with this thought about Thanksgiving and praising to God. You know, the Lord can heal us of anything. Most of all, he healed us when he saved our soul. But we just want to encourage you tonight. We know that you thank the Lord. We know that. But we just wanted to encourage you tonight with some testimonies and let you know how important it is to thank the Lord with your lips. It's a fruit of your lips. And we love to hear it too. We love to hear you tell us what God's done for you. So you pray for me that I'll be faithful.